I'd like to share with you a thought from Rav Moshe Zatzal at the end of the parasha, when we have the story of Avraham Avinu and the Bris Milah. The Torah says that he did it be'etzem hayom hazeh, and the Torah says that twice. So he wants to know, why does the Torah say it at all, and why does it say it twice? Also, he's bothered by the question, Rashi in Parshas Hazino points out that three times the Torah says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Noach goes into the Teva Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Klai Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the Har to be Nifter Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So Rashi says in all three places they were saying that they're going to stop him. Stop. The Mitzrayim said they're not going to let Klai Yisrael leave. The people of the Dor HaMabul said they're not going to allow Noach to go into the Teva and survive when they're going to die. And Klai Yisrael says they're not going to allow Moshe Rabbeinu to be Nifter. And each one of the Rishonim says, I'll show you that I can do a Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. You can't stop me. This is a different type of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, because here it's Avraham Avinu doing the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, not Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, doing it. Noach went into the Teva, but it was his own volition. Klai chose to leave Mitzrayim, but we look at it as the act of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But why isn't this Etzem? He wants to know why isn't this Etzem Hayom Hazeh listed over there? So he says a very beautiful thought. He suggests the following. We know a Gemara. The Gemara says that a person does an Aveiro twice already. He develops a different attitude towards it. It's more comfortable doing it, etc. So he says that applies to mitzvahs as well. If a person does a mitzvah multiple times, he gets more comfortable doing the mitzvah. Now, what about doing the mitzvah publicly? So many times we hesitate to do it publicly. We're embarrassed. Therefore, that's why the Rambam in Siman Aleph of Shulchan Aruch points out that a person should not be worried about the people who are the scoffers who are making fun of him, and he should do his mitzvahs as he has to do them, even though people will be derisive. So Moshe says that this idea is what Avraham Avinu is teaching us, that even though the people in the generation said we're not going to allow him to do Mila, Rashi says, which means we're saying that's ridiculous, what's he doing, it's wrong, etc., Avraham Avinu wasn't affected by their attitude. And he did it public. He did it in a way which people knew about it, and he wasn't embarrassed. But the pasuk says he did it twice to teach us this lesson. If you do it multiple times, you can't do milah multiple times. But if you do a mitzvah publicly, i.e., in a way that you're not concerned about people's stares and people's attitudes, etc., you'll get used to that. This is what you do, and there's nothing to be worried about. As opposed to, I once heard from one of my rebbeim, like he said, you know, when they were bachrim, you have to stop at daven mincha somewhere. So they were embarrassed just to start daven in the middle of nowhere. So they went into a phone booth, and they would take the phone off the hook and put it next to their, you know, by their ear and by their mouth, and they would say daven. So it looked like they were talking to somebody, because otherwise you just stand in the middle of the street and you just are talking. People think, what are you doing? You look strange. So the Rishon did a chesed nowadays that we can do that, talk to nobody in the middle of nowhere, and we don't look strange anymore. He also took away the phone booth, so we don't have that option. The person doesn't have to be in this ball. That, you know, if it's time to daven mincha, see daven mincha. The havdol you see by the umas oilam, by the Muslims, they say their prayers publicly without any compunctions. So we should not be any less, we should be any more ashamed of that. We should be proud of what we're doing and be comfortable with what we're doing. It's not even a question of being proud, it's a question of being comfortable. It's just, this is what it is, this is what I do. And Moshe's point is, since you do it regularly, you just get used to it. And you don't think about it. You're not concerned about somebody else's attitude, either positive or negative. Very powerful point to keep in mind. When we're doing mitzvahs, we should be comfortable doing our mitzvahs. We should be comfortable being different and not even think about it. We're not really concerned about other people's definitions and attitudes. Have a good Shabbos.